We'll go ahead and continue with California coach Justin Wilcox. The Golden Bears are home on Saturday hosting USC. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question comes from Zach Helfen, Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Justin.
Hello.
You've had lots of success defensively pretty much every stop you've been at. Statistically speaking, USC is probably the worst out of your recent stops. Why do you think that was?
Oh, you know, we didn't play well enough, and that falls on me during my time there. And I know they're doing a heck of a job. We got some great players there, and they're doing a great job. It's going to be a great challenge for us now. But a lot of things that go into that probably.
What kind of lessons do you take from those two seasons that you use now, Cal?
Well, I think anytime you go through a season or a game or a practice, you're learning lessons. And when you go through a season, you at the end of it, you look back on what you could have done better, first and foremost as a coach, and then maybe how could you have prepared your team better, the players, to put them in position to be successful. So whether you play really well or you don't play as well, I think you do the same thing, you know, no matter what. And, you know, sometimes those lessons that you learn are more enjoyable than others, but that's the way it goes. And so I think, you know, in our profession, you got to continue growing as a coach on a daily basis and every game and every season, and that's important for me and all of us.
And do you recall, you know, what those evaluations were like, you know, with yourself, what you did well, what you didn't do well after those two seasons at SC?
Well, I think, like I said before, there's a lot of things that you look back on, okay, what could you have done better here or there, whether it was personnel-wise, scheme-wise, how could you prepare the team better? Even when you win, I think you do that. I know we do, and I think it's just part of that process. So it's important for all of us in coaching and probably in whatever profession you're in to, you know, evaluate yourself first and foremost and then how you can help your organization and or your team. So, you know, at the end of those experiences, you learn a lot about yourself first and foremost, and then you learn a lot about other people, and then you take those lessons and do the best job you can the next time.
Thanks, Justin.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Kurt Krenzorp, Salt Lake Tribune.
Justin, what's the most pleasing aspect to you right now of how your guys are playing on defense?
I think they're competing really hard and playing tough. We've got to play more consistent and execute more consistently, but I think they're competing really hard and playing for each other and playing with toughness, and we really appreciate that about them, and we just got to continue to get better each week.
And is maybe surprise isn't the right word, but how does their performance compare to your expectations going in?
Well, we always, you know, we set pretty high standards in our own building, so we feel like we can play a lot better, and we're going to need to play a lot better to continue to have success. So that's really what we're focused on, and not necessarily maybe opinions of others.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hello, Justin.
Hello.
What do you see in USA's defense? What's their style, and how strong are they?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. They got some really talented players. They're playing hard, and they play a lot of four down front, nickel defense, and a lot of man coverage, and they make it tough on people, and they're flying around, and they do a heck of a job.
Do they bring a lot of different blitzes and pressures?
They definitely change it up. Coach Pendergrass is an excellent coach, and they'll give you different looks, and they don't sit and play one thing, you know, all the time. So it's they do a really good job of changing things up and making you earn it on offense.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Kyle Bonadira, ESPN.com.
Hey, Justin, what was your relationship like with Clay when he was the interim coach?
Clay was great. Yeah, it was good.
Were you surprised at all about how your tenure at SC ended?
No. Clay didn't hire me to USC. You know, I went down there with Coach Sarkisian. We went through some things as a program. We didn't do a good enough job on defense, which falls on me. And so I totally understand. That's our profession. And those things happen, and it's not always the most fun, but that's the way it is. And you just got to learn from it, and you evaluate yourself first and foremost and move forward. But, yeah, I think Clay's a heck of a coach and doing a great job.
Because you guys have, you know, the familiarity there, does that affect how you approach a game like this?
No, I don't think so. I think, they have a system that they run, and they do a great job at it. And we do this. We have our own system that we run, and it's going to be a great challenge for our team. But I don't think it necessarily. You know, you see on tape what they do and the players they have, so that's what you prepare for. But I don't think there's, you know, any intimate knowledge that gives people an edge in situations like where you know the other coach, because that happens quite a bit in college football.
Right. Cool. Thank you.
You bet.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach?
All good?
I think we are good. All right, perfect. Justin, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you. Okay, we'll continue with California senior linebacker Devontae Downs. Devontae's been the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week twice here in the 3 weeks of the honor, leading the Golden Bear defense that is allowing 22.0 points per game, down 20 points per game from last year's total of 42.6 points. Per game, Devontae is ranked 14th nationally with 10.7 tackles per game. We do have Devontae on the line. We'll go ahead and take questions for Devontae.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number 1. Your first question is from Kirk Cranthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Devontae, what has Coach Wilcox and his staff brought to Cal that makes your defense so much better this year?
They brought a really great scheme over from their past coaching positions that they had at Fresno State and at Wisconsin, and I think that with this new scheme, it's just put players in position to make plays, as I said before, and people are just playing with confidence.
And you've given up a fair amount of yards in some games, but not points, which is the bottom line, obviously. What's been the key to that?
We've started slow in a couple games, and we've given up a lot of yards, like you just said, and I think at halftime we made some good adjustments to stop what the other team's doing really well.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star followed by the number 1. Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Devontae, congratulations. You mentioned players playing with confidence right now. I'm just curious, what's the general sense around the locker room, and is it any different than before the season started?
I wouldn't say it's any different. Everyone's still confident in what they do, and we know we got to earn respect in this league. Seeing as though we're still unranked, we got to earn our respect. But moving forward, I think everyone's working hard to keep getting better, pretty much.
So what needs to happen for you guys to beat SC?
We need to shut down the run and just execute the game plan our coaches have for us.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ryan Gorsy, scout.com.
Hey, Devontae. At Pac-12 Media Day, James Looney, when asked, hey, who's going to really have a big year, he said, without hesitation, he said, Devontae Downs, man, he's going to have a breakout season, I'm telling you right now. Why do you think he said that, and how do you feel that this year could be a breakout year for you?
I don't know. Maybe he was just being a good friend or something, but All of us had a good spring as a defense, and maybe that's just what he saw. And what was the last part of the question?
I said, why do you think this might be a breakout year for you? What are you feeling you're doing better?
I just think it's all around going to be a good year for everyone on the defense. I just think that the scheme that our coaches have put in for our defense is just really suits me well and suits everyone well.
Thanks.
Your next question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Devontae. Have you had a chance to look at USC yet, and what do you see in their offense?
Yeah, of course. They have a really good running game. They have a really good quarterback, number 14. They have really good athletes on the perimeter, so it's going to be a challenge, but we're up to it.
What specifically would the challenge be for you? What part of their game affects you the most?
As a defense, just shutting down the running lanes and wrapping up and tackling really well. Same with every game, but it's going to be a good point of emphasis for this week.
Okay, thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any additional questions for Devontae? All right, hearing none, that's it. Hey, Devontae, thanks for your time today and joining us on the call. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, take care.